This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be sharing from her series entitled Holiness and teach you about the power of living a holy life. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Praise the Lord. Oh, we worship you. We praise you. Let's lift our hands and praise Him. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you that it is possible to be in your presence, to live in your presence, to walk in your presence. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, to meet in your presence. Father, we open the door to you. We open the door. Jesus said, I'm knocking on the door. If you'll open, I'll come in and sup with you. And we are opening the door and asking you to sup with us and guide us and lead us, Father, these last steps of glory before we enter into the fullness of your presence and see your face and spend forever in the manifest presence of God. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for this service right now that we're in. And we ask you, dear Father, you said in your word, if any man minister, let him minister with the ability God gives. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. That's your revealed will. And we trust you now to speak through us. Think through our minds and speak through our lips. Hear with our ears. In Jesus' name, to your glory we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Bless the Lord. I'm very excited about this morning because the Lord waked me up in the middle of the night last night. And when he waked me up, he told me exactly what to say today. So I have it down. It's not something that I'm really fully confident in, but I just shall read it to you, see how it comes out. But when I got in the back door, the pastors have been praying about the meeting, and God gave them a verse. And they said, shall we tell her, shall we not tell her what the verse is? Then they decided to tell me what the verse was, and it is exactly the first verse the Lord gave me last night. There's a lot of verses in this Bible. You know that? It's exactly the passage. I think the odds of that are rather small. Bless the Lord. And so we shall give it and trust the Lord for it. Hallelujah. When we came into the place last night, we got in by plane, and I thought they would take us to the Holiday Inn. That's where we usually stay. But they took us downtown to the Worthington. And the Worthington is where we stayed during the Southwest Believers Convention just a month ago now. So much has happened in that month, I scarcely can believe it was only 1 month ago. But when I walked into the hotel and came into the room, because it's rather like the room I had before, it reminded me of the Southwest Believers Convention and of what happened in the Southwest Believers Convention. I think that was one of the finest meetings I've ever been in my life. The presence of God. And I was reminded of this one night. Lynn was leading the prayer, and the people were coming in early, you know, to get them a place, but it didn't seem to bother the prayer at all. And as she took her little chair and sat down and began to pray in the Spirit, we reached a sound of oneness. I do not remember if it was singing or we were in tongues, but I don't know if it was speaking or singing. I cannot tell you. I only know that we reached one sound. Now, I've been looking for us to reach one sound almost 20 years since I've been looking for the glory. Because in 2 Chronicles it says, the singers and the instruments were as one. They were making one sound, and then the glory filled the temple. Well, that night, as we began to make the one sound, I stopped to listen to the one sound, and then I just entered in fully with everything that was in me. When Brother Lynn Mink came up that night, he entered right into the making of the one sound, and he began to sing a song, an anthem of worship, because we very definitely were in the presence of the Lord. And we began to sing, I think we sang, "Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God Almighty." And we came to the line that says, "Cherubim and Seraphim." And he, you know, he's tall and blonde. And that blonde face turned as red as a beet. And it like melted, its features like melted before our eyes. And he melted. And he looked up to the top of the building and he went like this. How many of you were there? So you know I'm telling you the truth. Yes. He went like this and he said, "Seraphim." And we knew somebody was there. From heaven, a heavenly being. And he went like that again. And then a little bit went by and we were worshiping and the praise was there and the worship of God. And suddenly he began to sing, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And when he did, he melted again. He melted completely again. And then he called for Jesse. Well, that night after the service, I waited around for Lynn because I wanted to talk to him soon while it was still on him and find out what he had seen. So that night, Shelley and I rode over with him in the van. And we were back to the hotel. We were the only people in the van. And I said, "Tell me, Lynn, what you saw." And he said, "My life has changed forever. I'll never be the same." He said, "I saw this being standing there about 15 feet tall." He said, "He had a face that was chiseled. His body was strong, strong arms and like that of a man, but very big and huge and strong." He spoke of strength. And he said his face was rather something between that of a lion and a man. And he said it was chiseled. It had the look of being chiseled like at Mount Rushmore. The faces are chiseled. And he said around the face, there was a halo, he called it, of eyes. Around the head, rather. All around the head. And he said, "When I saw him, it just broke me." And he said, "I did not know what to do. And a thought came passing through me, sing the first three words of the next song on the list." Well, the next song was "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's something about that name." So he sang the first three words of it, and we sang with him. And when he did, he said this creature had light beams coming out of its back. And when we began to sing "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus," those were some kind of light wings. And they came and he folded them before himself and bowed his head. And when he did that is when Lynn melted again. And then he said, "I could not think of what to do." And the thought came to me, "Call Jesse. Jesse's been to heaven." So he called Jesse and Jesse told us that he could not see the creature. But that God had told him when angels and beings come, they are always on assignment. They are never just for nothing. So he said, "Let's pray and let's find out why he's here." So we went before the Lord and the Lord said, "Just as the beings from heaven came down to earth before Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, they came down," the Bible says, "to see if the evil that was coming up to heaven was as it seemed to be." He said, "Just as they came down to check on the evil that was coming up before heaven, this one has come to see if the glory that's coming up out of the church is as it seems to be, if the honor and praise that is coming up before me from the church is as it seems to be, and he has come to see if the church will take the next step." Hallelujah. And Brother Copeland came out and ministered that night under that powerful anointing. You remember he went by a person and he said, he went to a certain area and he said, rheumatoid arthritis, someone's being healed of crippling arthritis. You remember this little lady jumped up and squealed, and she said that she had been confined to her home for several years and couldn't get out, I think, for 3 years without someone helping her. And she began to run and she said, it's healed, I'm healed, you know. And it was a blessed, glorious, wonderful service. Well, Shelly and I then talked to Lynn, and when we got back home, I said, Shelly, that sounds to me like the living creatures. And so around the throne. And so we went to look in the Bible to see if it indeed could be. Turn with us to Revelation 4. Isn't that something? The Lord. Now what I'm going to give you here is what the Lord gave me last night. Told me to tell. I'm a witness. That's part of my call. That is my call. But last night, I'd been to sleep about 3 hours, and I heard a knock on a door. And so I thought that was the Lord. And I got up. You know, sometimes he'll call you like that. Have you ever thought you heard a phone ring? Well, that's happened to me many times, and I didn't really know what it was until I read in Sister Gordon Lindsay's diary. And she said that's the way the Lord would deal with her. She would hear like a phone ring, and it would be the Lord calling her to get up and pray or calling her to serve him or something like that. So last night I heard a knock on a door. And I was really sleepy, but I got up. Bless the Lord. Spirit went out over flesh. And I went over to the table and wrote down what was coming to me. And the Lord said he wanted me to share that because it was meaningful. He's the God of the Bible. He's the God of supernatural. He's the God of angels and glory and leading by the Spirit. We've been rather in a backslidden state for years when we thought that we just came to church and we're quiet and nice for an hour or two and that was it.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The message today was from Sister Billy's classic series entitled Holiness. In this 14-tape series, Billy Brim teaches on the power of living a holy life. As you listen, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more unto God to become endued with power and become holy as He is holy. This set includes 14 tapes for only $60. You can order this set by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.